Hey friends, winter show season is kicking off, so we thought we would rerun this compilation episode from the National Stationery Show and New York Now from last year. We have a number of our alums heading to Atlanta this week. They were in Dallas last week. We've got people in Japan going to Las Vegas. And then, of course, New York Now and National Stationery Show in February. It is show season, so we wanted to get this front and center for you so that you could get ready for your show or just hear what's going on at market. Enjoy. We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey everyone, Katie Hunt here, and welcome to Proof to Product. Last week, I was in New York for the National Stationery Show and New York Now Gift Show. As you may have heard, the National Stationery Show, which was previously held in May each year, moved to February to co-locate with New York Now. 39 of our Trade Show Bootcamp alumni were exhibiting at the two shows last week, and I sat down with several of them to get their feedback, their insight, and just their take on how things were going. So this is part one of a two-part series, and today's episode features six of our alumni that were exhibiting on the National Stationery Show side. On Thursday, part two will air featuring alumni that exhibited at New York Now. Also, before I get started, if you have an interest in doing trade shows like these, I strongly encourage you to check out our Paper Camp program. You can get more information at tradeshowcamp.com/papercamp. All right, I'm here with Cecily of The Paper Curator. How are you doing, Cecily?
We're doing great. A little tired, but really great.
Awesome. So how long have you been wholesaling?
So this is our wholesale launch. We're not in any stores at the moment, but we have been selling direct to consumer for about almost 2 years.
So this is your first trade show ever then, correct?
Yes. First trade show, first wholesale experience.
What made you decide on the National Stationery Show as your first show?
It's kind of been a dream of mine forever, and I just felt like it was the place that I wanted to launch my line. I have gift items as well, but I didn't want it to get lost within like the realm of all the other gift jumble. So I thought stationery was a good direct show to launch at.
Excellent. What opportunities have come about at this show for you that maybe you didn't anticipate, or people you met, or opportunities?
I'm not surprised, but a lot of licensing opportunities, which has been, you know, such a great diversification opportunity. And one really great opportunity came up to do product development for a product that I have in a different way, which was really unique and kind of diversifying like how I apply it into different industries, which would be a really great expansion.
That's awesome. Have you met any other, like, aside from licensing, like reps or potential collaborators that you might work with in other ways?
I definitely got approached by a rep, which was, you know, something I have been thinking about doing in the future. So that was great. And just the camaraderie about all the booths around, to have those artist contacts and like new friends. And also, if I can, you know, get suppliers, I've found some new paper contacts and all that sort of thing. So
awesome. What is something you learned about yourself as a business owner, or even just about your business and your products since you've been here at the show?
I've learned both that you can really just run on coffee, which is good. And also, you know, it all comes together. Like, don't worry about talking. You can just kind of wing it to an extent. And like, you are your brand if you're a small business, especially. So just sell yourself in the best way you know how, and it'll all work out from there.
That's awesome. I think one thing we were talking about before we started recording too is just like, you realize you have such a fresh approach with your products and your aesthetic, and you must feel really proud about that, I assume.
Yeah, it's great to hear that your stuff is really fresh and new, because when you're in your own little bubble, like, sometimes you don't realize it. And to be at such a great venue where there's so many cool products and you still feel like you stand out is like overwhelmingly amazing.
Are you considering doing any other shows in the future?
I did get approached by a few more, specifically Atlanta and Noted. So it's something I'm considering. It's going to be, you know, weighing my cost options and the benefits and whether in 3 months I'm going to be ready for another show physically and all that sort of thing. But I'm definitely preparing to, you know, expand next year, if nothing else.
That's awesome. I do think it's about pacing yourself, right? Like, we get here at the show and it's so exciting and we want to do all the things, but it is, I agree. Like, see if it all works out. And those are good criteria to weigh it by. Has there been a certain product that surprised you as a bestseller?
Not really surprised, but really pleased is the slim notebooks. Everyone always comments that they're a really unique size, and I did put them in the best of competition, which I think was a great decision because people come down saying, "Ooh, I saw this upstairs," and it's been, you know, definitely the bestseller this show.
What did you do to market that you were going to be here at the show and your new releases before you came?
So I put together a list of, you know, stores that I thought were a good fit for my products, and I did a pre-show email just introducing my line since I am brand new, and I made that really branded, and then I also did a pre-show mailer to those stores, physical with hand-lettered envelopes and really in line with, you know, the style of my products.
Have you gotten feedback from your mailers?
I haven't seen anyone yet, but I have seen my name on a list of a possible walk-in, so I know that people did receive it. And we only got 2 return to senders.
Which good.
Yes, I thought that was, you know, pleasing. So
good. Yeah, the mailers are interesting because you don't know who's attending the show, so you're just sending them out to anyone that you think would be a good fit for your product. And frankly, you know, you just want to get your name and your products out there. So the mailer is more of a marketing piece, but also trying to drive traffic.
I thought it was also a great way to show these stores that I thought were a good fit. Hey, you know, I'm serious enough to exhibit at NSS, regardless of if you're coming or not. Like, here's my info and, you know, maybe look out for me in the future. So
love it. Yes. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Good luck at the rest of the show.
Thank you. Thanks.
I'm here with Jenna from the Paper Wilderness. How are you doing, Jenna?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm excellent. Enjoying day 3 of the stationery show here. So how long have you been wholesaling?
This is coming up on my 5th year wholesaling. Yeah.
And you've done shows before. This is not your first show. How often have you exhibited and which shows?
Last NSS was my first NSS, but I did do Las Vegas Market before that. So this is my 3rd trade show now.
Awesome. And it gets easier with experience, right?
It definitely does. I do feel way more comfortable being here than I did at those first 2.
So a lot of people had like nerves around the fact that NSS was moving not only time of year from May to February, but also co-locating with New York now. What are your thoughts and feelings as an exhibitor here? Has it been beneficial to you?
I have to agree that I was nervous too, but I think it's been amazing. Being here and seeing different badges from New York now and NSS, I can see buyers that I wouldn't have encountered at NSS are coming by that have New York Now badges. So those are people who I wouldn't have access to before. So I think it's been a really good thing combining the shows.
Excellent. What is something that, like, an opportunity or a store you met, dream store, like, what's something great that came out of you being here and exhibiting this year?
I would have to say getting my designs into Paper Source was one of my big achievements. I met them last NSS, and through following up with them after the show and sending in samples, I actually got designs in, and we're talking about getting more in. So Yay! It's been a great experience.
That's incredible. Congratulations. What is something you've learned about yourself because you've been at the show this year?
I am a very big introvert, but being here, you know, you have to be on, you have to be friendly. So it's just been good to know that I can do it and I can push myself and be out there and get in new accounts and see all my old retailers. Like, it's been a really good experience.
As an introvert, what are you doing to help yourself recharge day after day at the show? These show days are long, and to your point, you're talking to a lot of people. So how are you building in time for you during the day to kind of recharge your batteries?
Well, we always stop back at the hotel after the show. Sometimes we don't have that much time to decompress afterwards because we do go out and have dinner with friends and stuff. So really just this week, I'm on, I'm doing it and making things happen. And when I get back to my studio in California, that's when I will shut myself in my room and not talk to anyone for a week. So yeah, that's my plan.
Yeah, sometimes it's kind of just you got to hold on tight and run with it, right?
Definitely.
What advice would you give to somebody that's considering doing a trade show, whether it's NSS or, you know, a different show?
I would just say do your research, make sure you have everything dialed in, and know your pricing, know what you can do. Make sure before I did trade shows, I was printing everything myself. So before I came to the trade show, I definitely made sure to outsource my printing. So just make sure you're able to accommodate all the orders you get or all the interest that you get in your brand.
That's really great advice. I think one of the big hangups people have is their product has to be ready, to your point, and they have to have their pricing on point. Like, all of it needs to work to be able to scale up and meet the demand of the orders you're going to get. So that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you. Good seeing you.
You too. I'm here with Rosanna from Iron Curtain. How you doing, Rosanna?
I'm doing great.
So how long have you been wholesaling?
Oh, I was not expecting that question. Okay. 8 years?
It's been a long time, huh?
Oh, yeah. I really have to think. Oh, yeah. Okay. So this is our 7th show. So 8 years, because we had done it for about a year before we did our first show.
Okay. So you've seen the evolution of trade shows in general, this show specifically. Were you nervous about NSS co-locating with New York now?
I don't know if I'm the right person to ask, because I'm always too positive. And I was like, yeah, then we get all the buyers from New York now at the same time. This sounds great. And I feel like we've seen that. We are getting a lot of new accounts, a lot of people who are not necessarily stationary stores, but are excited about carrying cards.
Well, and you have so much more than cards, too.
Yeah. But like clothing stores, it's easy for them to pick up cards. I don't know if they're merchandising notebooks.
Yeah.
Though I love the notebooks, and everyone should buy the notebooks. but yeah, I was a little bit nervous. It is a big investment, but I thought if this is going to keep going, then we need to be part of the people who are continuing to go. And so I want to be here this year. I hope that, like, in a small, tiny way, we help convince other people to do it next year just by being here, and that we all just keep making this show awesome. As a buyer now for a store myself, I really value seeing things in person, and the quality of a catalog and photographs doesn't translate to seeing the quality of a product in person. And so for me, I still love seeing things and like testing things. And, you know, I buy a lot of pens for the store. So like getting to actually like write with them, I got to write with a pen this trip that I like totally knocked my socks off, and I had been wanting to bring them in, but I wasn't sure. And now I'm making it a huge priority to bring them in, you know, so I see from both sides why doing a trade show is awesome.
Yeah, I know. We hear a lot of talk about, well, there's so many other ways to sell now. You know, you can do so much on social. You can have your online portal and all that. And I get a lot of people asking, are trade shows dying? And I think the model's just changing. I don't think meeting in person and seeing product in real life is ever going to go out of style necessarily. But we do need to just shift our expectations around it and how we're doing it.
Totally. And I wonder if it's a similar thing where, like, I'm not going to buy a pair of jeans without trying them on, but the store that I go into may not have, like, the wash or the size exactly in the wash that I want. And so I'll go make a note of what fits me and then go home and buy it online. And that's lame on one hand, but the in-person retail experience was still important. And I wonder if it's similar with a trade show. Like, I'm going to walk around and see a lot of things, but I'm going to go home and buy something in the quiet of my desk, so I'm not like making impulse purchases, or I can like really manage my cash flow that way. But at the same time, it was so important to be here. And I like this, the deal closed for me in my own mind, even if it didn't. Now I'm talking too much as a buyer, but
no, it's good.
I'm trying to be encouraged for my own self as people come in the booth and be like, I'll talk to you later. I'm like, I want to believe they really will talk to me later, you know?
Well, and that's where follow-up's so important, right? But I want to put a caveat here, not like nagging follow-up, sincere on it. And I know you're not like that, listeners here, you want to be sincere in how you're approaching people and reminding them what they were interested when they were in your booth, and kind of jog their memory of something you talked about in the booth outside of the product, so that it reminds them who you are and what you were talking about.
Totally. And I think even knowing we're going to follow up, that like we end the conversation in a way that they're expecting to hear from us afterwards. So then my sales pitch, or in a way, has changed, because I know like, oh, I'm going to talk to you again in 2 weeks. Or a week, or whenever we get around to it. But that helps the conversation feel more smooth at the end of it. And I don't feel so awkward being like, hey, so you came in my booth at the stationery show. It's like, oh, hey, we talked and I told you I was going to send you a link to this thing. And here it is. And here's some more information that we talked about.
Right. It's just continuing to build that relationship, have that conversation. I love that.
Yep.
So putting your manufacturer hat back on for Iron Curtain, what opportunities have come about for you at this particular show being here? Anything exciting or new?
Yeah, some new stores that we have been had our eye on for a while. that we've been really wanting to talk to actually like came by and we talked to. And then there's a couple like collaborations that like would be totally dream out of this world collaborations. And I was able to like talk to the buyer, like pitch my idea. And like, they were like, hey, this is awesome. Like, let's talk in a couple weeks. And I'm like, this is awesome. You know, so I would never have been in front of that buyer about this collaboration if it wasn't here also in person. So
yeah, and them walking into your booth, that's a little bit serendipitous, although I'm not surprised they came to seek you out. But then you having the confidence to say, hey.
Oh, no, I saw them on the way to lunch.
So tell me more about that.
I just saw them. I was like, hey, how's it going? We just talked a little bit, and I was like, have you been by the booth? Did you see these new things? And they're like, no. And I was like, I think they make the cute things. And they're like, oh, my gosh. And I was showing them pictures, and they're like, okay, well, let's talk. So I totally broke the rules. Like, don't actually do that.
Ooh.
But I did it. And so maybe if it works, it works.
You just got to be careful.
I had a personal relationship with them from other years.
Okay. So you weren't just attacking a stranger in the lunch food court.
They were like, oh, I haven't come by your booth yet. So it was legitimate. It just was funny.
Awesome. Well, it's really great to see you, Rosanna. Thank you so much for your time today.
Always great to see you, Katie. Thanks so much.
Hi, friends. Our PaperCamp conference for 2020 is just around the corner, and we only have a few seats left. Now, I'm only hosting this program live and in person one time in 2020, so it's your only opportunity to spend over 16 hours with me, our amazing speakers, and a small group of product-based business owners who are all working towards similar goals. PaperCamp is our signature program where we teach you everything you need to know to sell your products to the wholesale market. Over the last 9 years, we have worked with thousands of small independent brands just like yours to help them build profitable, sustainable wholesale programs. And I want to do the same for you. So head on over to prooftoproduct.com/PaperCamp to snag one of our last seats to the PaperCamp conference. And I look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, I'm here with Genesis from Graphic Anthology. How are you doing, Genesis?
I'm doing great, Katie. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. So how long have you been wholesaling?
So I've been wholesaling for about 4 or 5 years, but 3 years really as a concentrated focus.
And you have done several shows over the years. Tell us about those. It's Las Vegas, NSS.
Yeah, so I started out doing the Seattle Gift Show because it's closer to me, and have since done Las Vegas Market and NSS, and I just did one in San Francisco called Indie Market.
Awesome. And last year, this is your second time at NSS, is that correct?
Correct.
And last year, you were in a collective booth with several of our other bootcamp alumni. How is it different this year being out on your own and doing it yourself?
So it's really interesting. I'm enjoying being on my own and really having the time to chat with the different buyers that come into my booth. There was something to be said about being in a collective. It's kind of nice to have somebody to hold down the fort when you need to run to the restroom or get something to drink. But this time it's been really interesting. I feel like that I'm having more of an opportunity to see what people really like in my line. I can display more of my line. Yeah, it's been all around a pretty good experience.
Awesome. So you're a trade show vet. You've done multiple shows. Were you anxious or nervous about the stationery show moving to co-locate with New York Now?
Of course. I wasn't sure. I was worried about, the weather. I was worried if, the regular stationery show buyers were going to make the trek out in February. Yeah, but I think it's been a really good experience for me. I have seen a lot of buyers that I have never heard of, buyers in different industries that I'm used to seeing. I've talked to a lot of people about licensing opportunities, which has been really great.
I'm hearing that from a lot of people, that other opportunities that have come about tend to be in the partnership and collaboration range. Is that something that you were purposely seeking out here at the show?
Actually, not really. I do some licensing right now, but it wasn't something I thought of. I was just thinking, I'm going to write new orders, get restocks from stores, existing stores. But yeah, the licensing thing has been a surprise to me and very exciting.
What advice would you give to somebody that's considering exhibiting at a trade show? Doesn't have to be stationery in particular, but a trade show in general.
Okay. Well, I would say stick to a budget. It's very easy for the money situation to get out of control. And really make sure that you're confident and comfortable in what you're selling. I think that having a cohesive collection and really being thoughtful about what you're going to show and how you present it is really important. And I think sometimes, you're just so stressed out trying to get the most amount of products or things, and you don't really think about those details. And I think those details are what buyers, they come into your booth, they notice, they comment on. And if you can feel comfortable about your line and be prepared for that, it'll be fine. Absolutely. I'm sitting here shaking my head yes. Okay, so, you know, it's like a marathon getting ready for one of these shows. You're doing a ton of work leading up to it, but the work doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop when you get here. So what do you have planned for after the show to continue the momentum and really follow up on the people you met here and connected with?
Yeah, well, I fly home Friday, so I'm going to take the weekend to rest and relax. And then next week, I will be following up with everybody, sending out emails, making calls, kind of figuring out my game plan as far as, you know, who I really want to work with and prioritizing those people to get back to. I offer a show special, so letting them know that I'm extending it for a couple weeks to hopefully pick up more business.
Excellent. Well, have a great rest of your show, and thank you so much for your time today.
All right. Thank you, Katie.
Okay, I am here with Crystal from Crystal Witten. How are you doing, Crystal?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Katie.
So how long have you been wholesaling?
Almost 2 years.
And you have, this is not your first show. You've done other shows. So tell us how many shows you've done and where.
Okay, so I've done America's Mart in Atlanta 2 times. I did 2 January shows. And then this is my first time at NSS, so my 3rd show.
Excellent. What opportunities arose for you here at the show? Like, who have you met or what kind of things maybe that you didn't necessarily expect aside from sales?
Okay, yeah. So we've seen Paper Source, which is always a good thing. You always want to see them. And we've had several people come by ask about licensing, which has been exciting. So we've got some good contacts there for potentials. And then we have a lot of our designs are scripture-based, and so Museum of the Bible came by, and they ordered a bunch of our cards, and they said it was their first time getting into cards, so that was super exciting and a good connection to make, hopefully, for future.
Absolutely. So this is your first NSS, so you've never been here as when the show was a standalone show, but how are you feeling about the fact that it's co-located with New York now?
Well, I know we were all kind of nervous about how it was going to go. So far, it has been really busy. We've been surprised at how much foot traffic's been coming through. A lot of people from New York Now and Surtex have been coming through, too, as well. So, you know, we're optimistic. We feel like it's been a good opportunity. It's a smaller show this year, but maybe that's worked to our favor because more people have been able to come through and, you know, actually see everything quicker, easier. I don't know.
No, I agree with you. I'm hearing that from a lot of our alums that I'm talking to. You know, I know there was a lot of anxiety leading up to this of how is this going to work? And are the buyers still going to be here? Are they all going to be on the New York Now side? But it seems like there's been a really nice flow of traffic both ways. You know, stationary buyers going over to New York Now as well as New York Now buyers coming over here.
Yeah, definitely. I've been pleased. And so, like you said, I don't have anything to compare it to, but it has been a good show for us so far.
Excellent. So what have you learned about yourself, your product, your business, just from being here and the feedback you've received from talking to people, maybe boosting confidence or like just reassurance that you're doing a great job?
Oh, well, you know, first of all, I feel like I'm not really a flexible person, but doing this makes you have to be flexible. And when you have little snags and things, I've learned that I can actually stay positive and not just sit down and cry like I would have thought that I would do when things don't go the right way or how you planned in your head. And so you just kind of find it in yourself to keep going forward. And, you know, I just say a prayer and, you know, move on with the next thing. And it's turned out well. So, and people have been really complimentary on how bright and colorful our products are and how bright the booth is. And so that's been really encouraging too, because it is hard to, you know, you look at everybody else's booth and you think, oh, will I stand out or will, you know, well, my products appeal to people. And so it's been really good to hear feedback from people saying, oh, your products drew me in because they're bright and colorful or whatever it is. So
that's excellent. I love that. What are your next steps? Like after this, what's your plan to continue the momentum from what you've done here at the show with the people you've met and the sales prospects and things like that?
Well, we definitely plan on following up with everybody, especially some of the stores that feel like they would be a good fit, and some of these licensing people who have inquired, definitely are going to follow up with them and just see where it leads and hopefully pursue some of those good contacts.
Awesome. What advice would you give to somebody that's considering doing a trade show, whether it's stationary or Atlanta or any of these? Like, what advice would you have for somebody that's just thinking about it?
Well, go for it. I know a lot of people say that right off the bat, but just do it. Don't think too hard. If you have the money, obviously you don't want to jump into something that wouldn't be wise financially, but don't let fear keep you back, because fear is the biggest problem I think that most creatives face. And so once you sign up, then you just take one step at a time. Just what's the next thing I need to do? What's the next thing to check off my list? And you can do it. You really can, because it is scary. But when you put yourself out there, you just can't even imagine the contacts and the people you meet and the things you're going to learn by being here. So I definitely would say, if you want to do it, find a way to do it.
I'm sitting over here shaking my head. Yes, 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 yes. And my eyes are lighting up. I love that advice. Well, Crystal, thank you so much. I hope you have a great rest of the show.
Thanks for coming by.
I'm here with Joe from XOU. How are you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So you are exhibiting in the Emerging Artist section at NSS. Tell us about what this space is and how it's structured.
So we're in the lobby to the entrance to Hall 1D, right off the escalator, very close to Starbucks, which is fortuitous. And it's really like an open floor plan. And people have really responded to that. They like being here. It's more open. There's sunlight as opposed to the halls, which are a little bit darker, which runs in our favor. Especially Monday and today.
And your display setup is a 4x8 foot panel, and you've got like a little table here. Why did you choose this type of setup and space versus a regular booth?
Two reasons. One, it was cheaper. It was $9.50 just for the panel. And two, I wanted to dip my toe in and get a sense of what the show is like just to begin with, an overall show, without having to go into, you know, thousands of dollars. I live in Manhattan, so I'm not paying for airfare or hotel, but it's still a lot of money. And I figured this was a manageable way to be seen, figure out what happens at the National Stationery Show, what to expect the next time when we take the next step and go for full booth.
So let me back up here. How long have you been wholesaling? And this is your first show, correct?
This is my first show. This is essentially the 1 year anniversary of our launch. The launch was essentially just sending out catalogs to the mailing list that I comprised after Paper Camp. And yeah, I mean, it's really been it.
But you've done a lot in a year. And I think it's a really great reminder to those listening that you don't have to launch at a trade show too, that you launched outside of that. Yes. And then once you were a little more like comfortable with your production and your line, then you came to do a show to talk to buyers face to face.
I feel like we have our feet under us after a year of doing it, but still was coming into it was nerve wracking a little bit, like what to expect.
What opportunities or what like big wins have you had here at the show?
That's the best part. So I've been sending out catalogs since this month last year. A couple people would get back, but for the most part, you don't hear anything. The biggest one for me was Rock, Paper, Scissors, having Danny and Heather come and place like literally the second biggest order of in the whole year we've been together or that we've been live is, they sent me a thing. They were just like, keep us on your mailing list. Send them our updates. Every release, I would just send them something. I'd never hear back. And they show up. They looked at our catalog. We have 20 new designs. And they place a huge order. I had another woman from Denver, from Word Shop in Denver, who I was eating lunch. My mom was watching. And she gave her business card. I emailed her last night, said, if you're still around, I'd love to see you. She emailed me back and was like, hope you're having a great show. Here's my order. Like, just knowing that the work that I've been putting in for a year has paid off. And it's also paid off people just on the spot showing up and like walking by, stopping, walking away, walking back, looking, and then buying. So it really has, trade shows are great in multiple ways, but to get the face-to-face time with someone that you've only known by, I know your name and your address and your email and your website, and that's, I think you're the right fit, and then them coming and responding has been really huge.
Well, and it's confirmation that you're on the right page, right? Like we talk about at Paper Camp, of it's much better to have a smaller tailored mailing list of stores you think are a good fit for you. But that really comes into play too, being here in person, because you see who's drawn to your products and where they're from and what types of stores they're running. Have there been any surprise types of, sometimes we get some people that are like, oh, I wasn't expecting a car wash to be interested in my products. Like, have you had anything interesting like that come along?
No, not, I mean, I think most of the people who have bought or interested, I felt like, okay, I get it. It's not, we haven't done, I've seen car wash people coming around and like looking at stuff. And, you know, one of the things that the biggest surprise was in December, about to get on a plane to go with my family down to Florida. I get this email from the Heath newsstand in San Francisco. Look them up. And they're like, we just looked up you. We saw you on the list for NSS. We're not going this year. How do we place an order with you? And literally, I sent their order out 2 days before we showed up at Stationery Show. And it was really just, you know, just the visibility starts at the show before the show happens. People who know about the show, who have been here and who aren't coming, know where to look. And you just always have to be ready for anything.
That's true. What advice would you give to somebody that's considering doing a show? What helped you feel confident?
Go to Paper Camp. Seriously, go to Paper Camp. The reason I wasn't nervous coming in, because literally because of Paper Camp and because of, you know, listening to the podcast and the Facebook page, I knew I created order forms with a carbon copy just in case. Not many people want it. They just want me to email them the order so it's less things to carry. But, you know, having samples out, having my catalog ready, having postcards ready, you know, having a show special just in case to put people over the edge. I mean, it really has been, you know, I knew all this for 6 months. It's still nerve-wracking, and I've literally been tutoring people all around me. No joke. I'm like, you're going to hire me someday just to do sales?
Yes.
But it's true, because I'm like, guys, there's a girl here who's also showing, who's like, we should all get together and share information. I was like, nope, I already got that. It's a lot better. You know, so it's just having the information at hand before you come in takes off a lot of stress. It's stressful regardless, but it clears off a lot of stress before you walk in the door. And that's invaluable.
Thank you, Joe. Well, I'm very excited for you and all of your success here. And thank you for giving me a little bit of your time today.
Of course. We're going to have champagne tonight over at Inkling's Papery.
Yes, we will. All right. Have a good day.
Good. Thanks.
Thanks to everyone I interviewed at the National Stationery Show. It was so fun to see your work and your booths and all the hard work you put into this, and just really fun to visit with you too. So if you would like more information about the brands we interviewed, please check out the show notes for links to their websites and their social media handles. Thanks so much for listening. Talk soon.
Proof to Product is brought to you by Trade Show Bootcamp and hosted by me, Katie Hunt. Since 2011, TSBC has worked with hundreds of product-based businesses to help them uplevel, scale, and build profitable, sustainable companies. You can find our show notes and additional resources at prooftoproduct.com. And if you like what you heard today, please head over to Apple Podcasts to leave a 5-star review and subscribe. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with a new episode.